Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 8th. Ichabod, the glory has departed. Had the glory really departed from Israel, as the wife of Phinehas spoke as she lay dying? Was she just uttering her own despair, assuming that disaster had fallen on Israel because the ark was captured and her husband, the priest, was dead? It's not so simple. There was a real problem with the Israelites' entire approach to their war against the Philistines. After being routed by the Philistines, the army was determined to take the ark into battle the next time so that it may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemies. God had clearly commanded that the ark was to remain in the Holy of Holies at the tabernacle to be seen by one man once a year. Only if and when God told Israel to break camp and move the tabernacle would the ark come out in plain view. The Israelites apparently saw the ark like some sort of talisman of power, an object with built-in energy that could be harnessed by those who controlled it. They must have figured, since God dwells between the cherubim, then if we take the ark with us, he has to go too. Go get him, Yahweh! Obtaining the Lord's favor does not work that way. God is not contained by any object or building or even an ark built to his specifications. He cannot be manipulated into doing what people want. God is not moved to act because of a sacrifice badly given. In fact, in the hands of these corrupt priests, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, this misuse of the ark spelled disaster for those who thought the ark would bring them good. If there is a lesson for us today in this sad story, it's found in the words of the man of God who came to Eli to rebuke him over his sons. 1 Samuel 22:27-36, those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. Do things God's way, then you will find him fighting your battles. Get presumptuous with God, and you can expect unexpected troubles.